Thank you, Lord. You know, the word the Lord keeps giving to me this morning while Afoma was praying was, let faith arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I don't care what we're facing. Let faith arise. I don't care what's coming. Let faith arise. Let faith arise in you and me. Let faith arise in this body as a whole. Let faith arise. Let faith continue to arise. Don't stop it. Don't put it out. Don't put it down. Let faith arise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, this short series is called A Commitment to Faith. A Commitment to Faith. Last week, I spoke about on our Christmas service was how God took on flesh, came as a baby, emptied himself of all things God, came to earth, lived, died, was buried, and rose again for our salvation. And if you've ever doubted or wondered about your value to God, if you've ever wondered about his love for you, all you got to do is look at that, because he did it for you personally. Individually, did it for me, did it for everybody that would believe, that would have faith that he did this for them. This is God's unconditional love. This is just a glimpse of it because it's all through the Word. But this is the beginning of our realization, our revelation of his unconditional. When I say unconditional, there are no strings. Love for each one of us. Very personally and very intimately. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Now, in this understanding of faith, the first thing we need to address is grace, because it's grace and faith together. This is going to be a fundamental kind of a foundation for where I want to go in the next couple of weeks. This is our entryway into 2022. You know, every year comes with the unknowns. A couple of years ago, coronavirus entered the picture. And nothing's been and nothing's been the same. And I refuse to call it new normal. But things have changed. And every year now, there are going to be changes. You know, we're living in the last days, right? We've talked about this. You're all prepared for this. Last days living. And so when I say my heart is that we make a commitment to faith, we kind of live our lives even though we understand grace, or we have a handline. We teach grace all the time. What God's grace is. God's grace is his ability to do what we cannot do ever on our own, or by our own works. It is his incredible favor to us, downloaded in every single way, every single area, with all the benefits that come from all the promises of God listed in his word. It's everything. It's carte blanche. And it belongs to us. It's given to us by faith. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, or by grace, you are saved, not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God by faith. By faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It is his benefits to us. Come through grace, but taken by faith. And we live, we have this tendency to say, oh yeah, yeah, all the promises are mine. 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in him, in Jesus, are yes, and in him are amen. So be it. It's done. Well, how come I'm not seeing it? Because I'm cruising along and I understand what I have and I hear what I have and I hear what you're telling me, Pastor, and I hear what you're saying to me, you know, everybody that's teaching grace. I hear it, but I'm not seeing it, or I'm not seeing the fullness of it. Why? Because I'm not taking a hold of it by faith, and I'm not really living it with a cognizant understanding that I have to commit to faith on my part. I have to. I have to be in faith. I have to stay in faith.
That's right.
This is not a part-time deal. This is life. If I'm going to live in the promises of God, I'm going to be in faith. I'm going to commit to faith every day.
Every day.
Regularly, all the time. Everything, because I'm going to face stuff all the time.
Amen.
From the time I get up until the time I go to bed, even in my sleep. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've struggled with sleeping a decent night's sleep for years. I've said the word, I've prayed, I've gotten up, I've read the word until I can't see straight, you know, I've done things, and this is, you know, for a long time. And one day I decided, I'm done. I'm believing God, and I'm going to stay in faith, and I will sleep well. And you know what? I started sleeping well. It's just, if you're going to commit to faith, this is not a New Year's resolution. I hate those. You know, they're silly.
Yeah.
This is a commitment, but this is an internal commitment that we make to ourselves. We're not making this to anybody else. We're making this to us.
Yeah.
To us. It's a personal commitment to say, I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to commit to faith for every part of my life. And I'm going to see the benefits of God's grace downloaded to me like I have never seen before. Even in the midst of these last days. Even in the midst of supply chain shortages. Even in the midst of the virus being around us. Even in the midst of what, God forbid, you're reading and listening to the news all the time. You're just listening to lies.
Amen.
Propaganda. That's all. That's all it is. I'm going to tell you, even the Christian news stations, for the most part, I can't watch those anymore. Do you know why? Because they focus on the negative. They focus. You know, I have yet to hear hardly anything about the word, about Jesus, about the conquering, about the victories. I only hear the same reports that I hear on the Epic News and on the secular stations. Now, maybe you're hearing something different. If you are, please tell me. But I'm not. If God wants you to, I'm not saying be ignorant. Don't be ignorant, okay, about what's going on. But don't be glued to it. Because the bulk of it is negative and the bulk of it is going to be anti-faith. It's going to be anti-word. It's going to be anti-the truth. If you're glommed on to whatever the news is, wherever venue you're getting it from, be careful. Is it doing you any good? Is it helping you? Is it edifying you? Is it blessing you? Is it building you up? Is it taking you to places in faith? Or is it negative faith? What's it doing? It's time to make a change if you're doing that. I know I sure have to. I have to stay on top of things because of legalities. Because I have to know what's going on for you and what you face. I got to tell you, I meter it. I really do. And if I need to know something, believe me, the Lord will get it through to me. He does every time. The Holy Spirit is bigger than any cable channel. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So it is grace by faith, but we have to make a commitment to faith. And in this year coming of 2022, hey, we're going in this full-blown. It's in what, 5 days? 6 days? There's a lot of unknowns. Again, it's not like this is new, right? A lot of unknowns. So how do we do this? Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and I'm only going to take this one scripture. But he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he really Will he really find faith on the earth? Will he? And you look at things right now, and you look at the absence of faith for the most part, and I'm not even going to go to the world, but for the most part within the church. The absence of faith. Most of the church is swayed by what's happening in the world, by what's happening with just everything I just spoke about, news and Facebook friends and Instagram and all these things. And most of the church is swayed that way. Most of the church, and I say the church, I mean the body of Christ, is given over to, okay, whatever, you know, the government says or whatever the, you know, I know we're to be submitted to the government. But if it's ungodly, we're not going to submit. Sorry. If you say shut down and it's in the Constitution, I'm not doing it. If you say I have to denounce Jesus or never talk about the cross to meet like they do in China, sorry, it's not going to happen. This is coming to the United States. Look, I don't want to be a downer. I'm going to tell you the truth. But it's coming. It might be next year. There is a war against Jesus Christ. We're living in it. So there's a lot of unknowns. Are you going to commit to faith to walk through this stuff? Or are you going to be swayed one way or the other? You've got to make a decision. Again, this commitment is an internal decision for whatever way you're going to walk. Whatever way you're going to live. And it's up, it's between you and the Lord. But if you make a commitment, stick with it. A commitment means you've got integrity to keep that commitment to yourself. And I know all of you have got integrity. Amen?
Amen?
That was a good spot for a big amen.
Amen.
So when Jesus comes, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Well, it's a very pointed question. It's one of those questions that makes you think. Because can you really answer it? I can't. He's saying this to us. I want you to think about this and where you're living. Living a life of faith, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk, Romans, Hebrews, all say this statement, the just, the righteous, the justified will live their lives by faith. That's a commitment to faith in everything that we do. Every facet of how we live. Anything that's not faith, and this is so we're clear, anything that is not faith has its base or its basis in fear or unbelief. And that is it. And you can't be, I'm in faith. I'm not. It doesn't work both ways. You either are or you're not. And that's for all of us. Me too. The world itself promotes fear and unbelief. So if you're gaining a lot of your information from the world, you're going to really struggle to have a commitment to faith. And it is where most people live, most believers live right now. Not you, but most believers. A commitment to faith is a personal decision, like I said. It is waking up as soon as you open your eyes every day and saying, I'm committed to faith today. I'm committed to it. I'm committed to being in faith and staying in faith all day long, and everything I face is going to be in faith. If you do that, it will change your life immediately. Immediately. It will change those around you because they're going to see the fruit of your commitment around them. That's either going to inspire them or repel them. It will take you out of the normal life into the supernatural regularly. Anybody want to live in the supernatural?
Yes.
There's a cost. There is. There's a cost. It's a commitment to faith. It means you're not going to waver. No wavering. Okay. Okay, how am I going to go through this in faith, Lord? How do I do this? Oh, bloop. You know, I just lost my job. Okay, I'm going to be in faith. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to commit to faith. God's got better for me than this job.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't get the vaccine. I didn't feel led. I didn't feel like it was the Lord's for me. Listen, whether you got the vaccine or not, I don't care. If you got the vaccine, did you get it in faith? Regardless of the reports about all the negative effects, regardless of the reports that the vaccinated are carriers of the coronavirus, regardless of that, if you got it, did you get it in faith? Okay, you can take deadly poison, Mark 16. You can take deadly poison into your body and it will not hurt you. Can you do that in faith? Can you? Really? Or fear?
In faith.
If you do it in faith, you're not going to have fear. If you do it in fear, you're going to have, or doubt, or unbelief, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah.
Not saying that it will hurt you, but it's just you're going to have issues because you're always going to wonder what's coming. Could this affect me later in my life? Not that it will or won't. You know, everything's not determined about these vaccines that aren't really vaccines. Not everything is determined. I used to work for Pfizer, okay? So I know some about this stuff. Everything is not determined about them. If you got it, did you get it in faith? If you didn't get it, are you living in faith? Either way. Do it either way. But be in faith and stay in faith. Is it a warm in here? It's really cooking up here. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Pastor Schoen is off on a vacation, he and his family, and before he takes over on the 16th, it's probably going to be his last vacation for the rest of his life. Don't tell him I said that. If you're dealing with healing, or you're dealing with a prosperity issue, a financial issue, if you're dealing with, okay, if you're hooked up into a sin and you can't get rid of it, you're just like, I can't unload this thing. I can't, I'm drawn to it. I can't. Deliverance has been provided.
Amen.
If you're concerned about being protected, preservation, preserved, it's for you. It's all comes as a part of our salvation.
Yes.
There's so much more. Can you be in faith for this? You know, one of the areas, I guess I'm just going to talk today a little bit because I don't have a lot of time today to cover all this. But I'm going to continue this for the next couple of weeks because I think it's important that we, in a sense, really certify ourselves in faith now. It's more important, I think, than anything else that we do as we understand God's grace. We got a lot of knowledge about grace because we've been taught grace for years. But if we understand the reality of God's grace, it's important that we get certified in faith. And I mean, faith becomes such a way of life for us that it's going to astound you and those around you. It's going to astound the world. You want to walk in the supernatural. This cost is this commitment to faith. This is absolutely, absolutely crucial that we live this way. And this becomes fixed in our heads, fixed in our hearts. This commitment to faith that I can live above and not beneath, that I can be more than a conqueror in everything I face.
Yes.
More than a conqueror in everything I face. That no matter what comes to me, no matter how I feel, no matter what my mind says, no matter what tries to come over me, no matter what, I can live as more than a conqueror through Him who loves me by faith. Because I can do this by faith. Because I'm committed to faith. I'm committed to believe Him. Now, I was fighting a battle this year, you know, in my own life, in my own health. As you know, I've been through a pile of health battles all my life, and I've had a lot of miracles, lots of healings. And we've had a lot of miracles, a lot of healings here. We've had cancers fall off. We've had diabetes, pancreas instantly healed. We've had eyesight, eyes open, ears open. We've had, we've had mental illness dealt with. Of course, demons have been removed. We've had, you name it, and I think we've seen broken bones healed. We've had skin issues that have cleared up. And this is on and on and on and on. And since we've been teaching this, since we've been here, this is a part of our legacy, part of our heritage, but it's also, this is the Word of God for every one of us. It's not out of the box for any of us. But you have to make a commitment to faith. I was going through this health issue challenge in my life. I'll tell you more about it another time. And, man, I taught healing school for years. I started in the Bible college when we were there. And I taught healing school for years here. And we've seen these things. So I do have a handle on some of the scriptures about healing. I've meditated on them. I've used them. I've wielded them. I've used my authority. And I've seen a lot of stuff and in my own life. But boy, I had a hard time with this one. And it was brought on by my own stress, how I handled it, which I've shared with you. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? I said, you know, I'm at a point where I'm struggling with this. I could just go home. He said, I could just go home. Because it was killing me. Literally. And I knew I wasn't done. How do you want me to do this? Because I want to do it by faith. By faith. I refuse to do this any other way than commit to faith. You've already given it to me. Just like He's already given it to you. Everything that you need, everything that pertains, 2 Peter 1:3. Everything that pertains to life, not death, life and godliness is already yours. So what do you want me to do? Well, he began to download some instruction to me that was different than I'd had before. And he walked me through it. Now, that's what he will do for you when you don't know what to do. But you have to seek him. You've got to spend time with him. You've got to get into his presence. You've got to sacrifice all your other distractions. And you say, well, you can do that, Pastor. You don't have anything else to do. Some people think like that. And I had to sacrifice everything. This has been all year to do this. And the Lord has taken care of me. Like I said, it's a testimony for another time. But I want you to know, you have to commit to faith if you're going to get through. You have to. You have to. And that's going to cost you. It means pressing in. It will open doors that are never, hardly ever opened to you. Faith will. Again, it will take you into the supernatural and you will live there. It will be living in the abundance of God's grace the way He intended every one of us to live. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and I'm only going to cut in on this one part of the verse, is that God has dealt, and there's no excuse for any of us, because God has dealt to each one of us a measure, the King James says, the measure of grace. That means this seed, excuse me, of grace, of faith. God has dealt to each one the measure of faith. Thank you. God has dealt to each one of us the measure of faith. That means that seed was planted into you and me from the time of our salvation.
Yes.
That seed of faith is still there. Take you into the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. It'll take you into the power of God. It'll take you into your authority. It will take you into the manifestation of the gifts. It will take you into laying hands on the sick and getting them well. That measure of faith will take you as far as you want to go because it's in you right now. Everybody that's born again.
Amen.
Everything that you ask the Father for according to His will, you can expect to see it because you've got the measure of faith.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
Well, I've asked Him and He's not answered me. Well, have you applied your measure of faith? Are you committed to faith? Are you? I mean, it's some hard stuff because we go through life and we just kind of chug along, but we don't think about faith. And we don't think about our commitment to faith and being in faith and staying in faith and being that conqueror because I'm in faith, because I believe God. We just kind of chug along and we go, well, I got the benefits when they're here, but yeah, I'm not seeing it. I've asked God, but I've not heard. I got no answer. Are you committed to faith? Because you will. Because that's what He says. And if He says it, He means it.
Yes.
And if He means it, you got it. All you got to do is believe. Be in faith. This measure of faith, you can dilute it. You can pollute it. You can let it go dormant. But it's still in you. As long as you're born again, it's still there. Waiting to be resurrected in you. Will you think about that for a moment? You can dilute it, pollute it, let it go dormant, but it's still there inside of you, waiting to be resurrected in you and through you. Oh, Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. If you're going there, the context of it is Jesus was speaking to His disciples and He said, if your brother causes an offense to you, rebuke him and forgive him. And if he sins against you over and over again, he or she, keep forgiving them. And all of a sudden the disciples said, I can't do this. I'm thinking to myself, I can't do this. Increase our faith, Lord. Verse 6, that was verse 5. Verse 6, so the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea. Be pulled up by the roots and go into the sea. And it would obey you. That's with no doubt. No unbelief. None. Faith is a mustard seed. We talk about faith as a mustard seed, and mustard seeds grow, but all you need is faith in the very smallest form without unbelief. Period. And you can do the miraculous. Live the miraculous. See the miraculous in your own life and in the lives of others. Last week, we were praying, and I was praying for a couple people after service. And while I was praying for one, Another one was standing there and just got healed. Had pain from an old injury and just got healed. Just received. Because they believed. Because they were committed to faith. You see, it doesn't take some... How do you want me to say this, Lord? It doesn't take anybody special to lay hands on you. Lord knows, if you knew where I came from, some of you do and some of you don't, you'd probably think twice about having me lay hands on you. It doesn't take anybody special. It only takes faith. It only takes faith to pray. It only takes faith to receive. It only takes a commitment to faith. I'm going to believe. God, I'm going to believe you. Jesus, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you to the point where you believe. I believe you, Lord. It's that simple. And no questions about what if I don't see it right away. What if I don't see it immediately? What if I don't feel electricity going through my body? What if I don't notice anything right now? What if I don't see my bank book all of a sudden saying whatever it needs to say? What if I don't see the immediate change in relationship? What if I don't? Stop asking that. Stay committed to faith with no unbelief, none. That's mustard seed faith. That's the kind of faith that sees the miraculous and sees changes and receives what God's got for us. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, and for time's sake, don't go there. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Now this is the whole section, this whole event where Jesus had been up on the mountain and been transfigured before Peter, James, and John. And God spoke. And they heard his voice. And they saw Moses and Elijah with Jesus. Wow! They came down the mountain, and then here's all the rest of the disciples, how many ever there were, because it wasn't always just the 12. And they've been trying to cast this demon out of this young boy who was having like an epileptic seizure. Was it epilepsy? Or was it demonization? Or was it a combination? Well, as you go on in the event, they came to Jesus and they said, we can't cast this thing out. The people said, your disciples aren't making it here. They're not cutting it. We're not seeing anything. This guy is still having problems. This young man, really, is still having issues. So the father comes to Jesus and he says, if you can help me please. And Jesus says, if you can believe, now listen to this. Verse 23, if you can believe, and this is to you and me. If you can believe, if you can believe. Believe what? Believe God and believe his word. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. That means, when Jesus said that, that means literally, nothing is impossible to you if you will believe. Nothing. There's nothing. Nothing is off the cart. Nothing is off the plate or the table. You can sit, Carmina. Thank you. Nothing is off the table. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. They brought the young man to him, and Jesus said, get out. I'm cutting to the chase here. They threw him down, put on a big show. He laid there like he was dead. Jesus picked him up, and he was free. Because if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Then he goes on to the end of the event, and he says, the disciples say, why couldn't we do this? And he says, this kind can't come out except by prayer and fasting. Now, let me clear up the confusion here about that He's not talking about the demon. Because there is no demon that is too big for the name of Jesus. There is no demon too big for the authority that's been downloaded to you in the name of Jesus by the Word. There's none, right? We know this. The devil's already beaten.
Yes.
Right now. After the cross, that was finished.
That's right.
But this kind can't come out except by fasting and prayer. This kind of unbelief.
Yes.
See, the disciples didn't believe it. They got thrown by the show. You know, the epileptic show or the demon show.
Yes.
If you get shaken by these things and it can cause unbelief, you probably get shaken by the things going on in the world, because there's a whole lot of demonic going on in the world. And there's a whole lot of sickness and a whole lot of lack and all kinds of other things. This kind doesn't come out except by prayer and fasting. Which means when you pray and when you fast, you're exclusively seeking God. Right?
Yes.
Exclusively. That is to the exclusion of every other distraction. Here's the cost. You're seeking God. You're seeking God. And you're fasting. Do you know why? To shut your flesh up.
Yes.
To shut it up. So you can hear clearly. Because once your flesh is quiet, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed how well you can hear the Holy Spirit. You'd be amazed. This kind of unbelief doesn't come out except by prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, you can't just will faith to happen. Do you understand what I mean? You can't just will it. Okay, I will myself to be in faith. It doesn't work that way. Sorry. You can't just get a bunch of knowledge and go, okay, I've read the Word over and over again. I've meditated on this Scripture, and I know the Scripture. I'm going to throw that Scripture out, and I'm going to be in faith. No, it's not just knowledge. It comes from knowing Him and knowing His Word. I mean knowing. There's an intimacy here. Again, this is a part of the cost. It's a part of the commitment. His Word is who He is. And He is His Word. John 1:1. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Mark 11:22, Jesus said, have faith in God. You have to believe Him.
Amen.
You believe His Word, you believe Him. When you believe His Word with no doubt, you're believing Him, and bang, things happen. If it takes prayer and fasting to get the unbelief out, do it. If it takes turning off everything else and getting in the Word, your flesh isn't going to like it. Do it. If it takes cutting off some friendships or some, hard to say, family members, do it. If it's affecting your commitment to faith, where God has for you and what He has for you, then do what you need to do. Pay the price. You'll never regret it. I promise you, you will not regret it. And you will affect those that you back off from. Some of them will be really drawn and drawn into the kingdom, and some of them will not. And the ones that are not, it'll be okay. Yeah, even if it's family. Will the Lord reach them? He'll do everything He can.
Amen?
Amen? I've been kind of all over the board this morning. And I'm only halfway through. So we'll continue this next week. But I want to ask you to stand. And I want you to stand in faith. Remember, we're going to do everything in faith. You all want to make a commitment to faith?
Yes.
Raise your hands if you do. You don't have to. Don't feel pressured. If you don't want to, don't do it. Because you put your hand up, you're just breaking your vow, your integrity to you. Okay? All right. Put your hands down. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to say this with me. Father God, in Jesus' name, today, I make a commitment to faith, to stay in faith, to live in faith, to think faith, to believe you, to believe your word. And Lord, I don't know how to always do this. And so, Holy Spirit, you're my helper. Help me commit to faith. Help me to believe you from now on. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Who needs healing today? Get up here, please. Who needs healing? Anybody else? What do you need, young lady?
Thank you, sir.
You're not walking real well.
Yeah.
What's going on?
After I fell, then like a week later, my knees.
What happened? You're what? What does that mean? I wouldn't. Ooh.
It could be inflammation.
No. What happened? What does it feel like?
They give out and a lot of.
Your knees give out.
Yeah, especially this one.
So you've lost strength in your right leg.
Pain, yeah.
In the knee part, you've lost strength in the right leg in your knee,
yeah.
And it wants to give out.
Yeah.
Does the left do the same thing?
Tiny bit.
But mainly the right one. Doug, you can stand back there. You need to just go sit down, please.
Sure.
Yep.
Just in case you fall.
Doug, you're fine.
Thank you.
The Holy Ghost has got her.
He's a good husband.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
He's a great husband. Thank you, Doug.
Jesus.
Don't you know this is on the Lord, Doug? This is on him.
God bless you, Doug.
Trust him.
Thank you, Lord.
Trust him. Trust him. Trust him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Keep your eyes closed.
Okay, thank you.
I want to put my hands on your knee. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I want you all just to be quiet for a moment. I want you to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. What he's saying to you personally, because he's speaking to you right now. The Lord's showing you some things, each one, in this place today. He's revealing things to you. It's happening, Holly. There it goes. Damage? You're reversed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Strength. You felt it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You are whole in Jesus' name now.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Go walk. Walk, walk, walk. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now listen. I didn't even take authority, really. All I did was put my hands on her and believe God. Okay? I believe Him. I believe Him. See, he's so much bigger than we give him credit for. He so wants. He so craves. He desires to reach every person, every life, to the depth of what we need. It will just believe him. Just believe. Just believe. Anybody else? Holly, will you go give a testimony today?
Yeah,
go say, okay? Anybody else? Tom? You? Tom? Yes? No? Are you raising your hand to worship or? I'm not sure. All right. What do you need? What's going on? What do you need healing for? Your heart. What's wrong with your heart?
Irregular heartbeat.
Irregular heartbeat. How do you know? Can you feel it?
No, I can't feel it.
You can't feel it. All right?
I can't tell if it's beating.
Close your eyes. Now, I want you to listen to me, okay? I want you to go get it checked when I'm done. All right? I want you to go make an appointment. I want you to go get it checked and get it verified. Because right now, today, in Jesus' name, heart, you beat with a regular beat. Thump, 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 thump. You are normal in your heartbeat. The electrical connections in you are whole and they are clear and they are healed in Jesus' name now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
And you no longer have an irregular heartbeat. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your heartbeat and your circulation is whole now. In Jesus' name. Do you run out of breath? Tommy? Do you run out of breath? Do you get out of breath? Okay. In Jesus' name. Breathing? You are normal. Heartbeat? You are regular. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Kasa mala kora koma satia. Mehi kiti hisa tako rakosa. Man, the Holy Ghost is working in you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, I know that you're not used to going and doing too much exercise anymore since you retired. You need to start. Okay? You need to start. You want to be around for a while yet? You're not done. Then you need to start doing some exercising. Okay? Okay. I want you to go get your heartbeat checked.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Be expecting.
I do.
And then we're going to put you on video. Is there anybody else? Are we done? Yes, going once. Going twice. Did we rescue the kids? Sorry. Ushers, could you tell the kids that they're okay to come out? Anybody else? Okay. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I call our church blessed. Lord, this has been a different kind of day. But I want to thank you for each and every person here today, for what you've accomplished. Help us to get your word into us and to commit to faith. Commit to faith. Commit to faith. Let faith arise. In Jesus' name. We are blessed. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thanks, everybody. Praise God.